Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Hello, and thanks for joining me today. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and the topic of today's show is actually a suggestion from my listener, Jean, from Delano, Minnesota, that asked me to do a show on the hidden meaning behind high cholesterol. I have actually done a teleclass on high cholesterol. I'll tell you a little bit more about that as we get deeper into the show, but there's a lot of information about high cholesterol that's out there. I try to bring everything together in my audio teleclasses, and then also printable PDFs. But today I'm going to be doing a short mini version. So any of you who have been suffering from high cholesterol, or maybe a loved one is, then you'll have a completely different perspective on what it is and how to work with it. So thanks, Jean. I hope that you and all of my listeners, as always, find a lot of the information of value. If you do have a suggestion for me about a show, then what I would ask you to do is go to my website, www.ritberger.com. And I actually have a suggestion button on there. Just click on it. Give me a show suggestion. And then what I'll do is I'll try to fit it into the schedule. And I can offer information as a medical intuitive, how I look at any illness, whether it's aches and pains or an actual diagnosed illness, from the standpoint of let's get a holistic perspective of what's going on rather than just what is happening at the time that the body is actually experiencing any kind of physical discomfort. So often what we do when we're dealing with illness is we throw everything at it physically, and that has a lot of value. Don't get me wrong, but what it does is that it's only fixing one part of the problem. Sometimes if we look below the hidden surfaces around, such as the topic of today of high cholesterol, when you find yourself with a short fuse and you feel like you're going to blow a gasket, well, those are all the metaphors that I find as a medical intuitive associate with high cholesterol. So by looking at that holistic perspective, we really do have control of where we really want to put our energies. And the best way to approach that is put your energies where you believe that you can truly make a difference in what's happening in your body or happening in your life. So again, Jean from Minnesota, love Minnesota, especially this time of the year. Thank you so much for that. And then also if you have a suggestion, please go to my website, www.ritberger.com. I'm also going to be sharing my medical intuitive skills with you. So if you have a question for me about your health or about another topic that you have that's of interest to you, you can call me in the U.S. and Canada at 877-230-3260. That number is good for the United States and Canada. And then also, same number, 877-230-3062. Good for international callers. Of course, you just have to go in and to enter your international calling code and then the phone number, and voila. Hopefully we'll be able to connect. I love taking calls and being able to answer questions and share my skills as well. Also wanted to let everyone that's listening today to know that I've actually posted my September reading dates. I always post them a month ahead. So if you're interested in booking a reading or finding out more about what does a reading entail, because so many times people think of me as a medical intuitive, it's just about health, but we can talk about soul purposes, we can talk about sacred agreements, we can talk about relationships, careers, anything that you have of interest. So again, if you're interested in a reading or you'd like to find out more about them, please go to my website, www.ritberger.com. Well, when I first started doing the research for my teleclass and then also for the class that the show today for Jean, I really went in and started looking at high cholesterol, and it immediately, something very immediate popped up in as I was doing this research. And that research was that 25 to 30 years ago, high cholesterol wasn't something that was on the radar as far as what doctors were actively looking for and measuring. Yes, there was talk about high cholesterol and the need to be able to manage cholesterol so you wouldn't increase the predisposition for stroke or heart disease, but it wasn't something that we were really looking at in the normal blood work that we do, and it wasn't something that we really had a whole gamut of different kind of statins and medications that are specifically designed to work with high cholesterol. And the deeper that I got into the high cholesterol process of the research, the more controversy I found around it. And that controversy is that the medical profession really says that heart disease and stroke and many of the other chronic illnesses that we have in the body are directly tied to high cholesterol. And as a result, we have to manage it tightly. We have to be able to put it under specific numbers, and then we have to be able to use whatever it is, medication, diet change, exercise, whatever it may be, but we have got to get those numbers down low. So as I was doing more research, because that's what I've heard, as I was doing more research, what I found is that when we look at it from a holistic or an alternative perspective, what we really, really find is that what high cholesterol really isn't an indicator of heart disease or an increased risk of heart attack or stroke. But from an alternative standpoint, what it's really an indicator of is chronic inflammation in the body. And it's the inflammation that ultimately leads to the potential for stroke or leads to the potential for heart disease or even a heart attack. So from an alternative perspective, medicine's perspective, what it is they look at it and they say, well, let's not go in and really look at throwing something at the cholesterol numbers. Let's go in and look at what we can do from a lifestyle difference. What can we do from an alternative perspective? Diet changes, things that we can do from vitamins and supplements, progressive muscle relaxation. How can we manage the stress? Because one of the things that we're finding in the research that I went through and we're finding from a medical standpoint is that cholesterol isn't impacted but by what you eat as much as it's impacted by stress itself. So we really have to look at the aspect of what does high cholesterol really equate to, and that is inflammation. And it's that inflammation marker, something as C-reactive protein on a blood test, it'll be called CRP. What that really is doing is it's not really telling you that the cholesterol is a problem. It's telling you we really need to get that inflammation under control. So as a result, the treatment is going to be very, very different. When it comes to cholesterol, very interesting also from the standpoint that it's really a paradox. Not only do we have the controversy on how we're going to be able to treat it, and again, it isn't allopathic medicine against alternative medicine. We'd like to kind of take away that separation between the two. But for allopathic medicine, it's looking at it more holistically. And for alternative medicine, it's looking at what allopathic medicine has brought to us from a research standpoint and how can we best use it. But digging deeper, it's a paradox. And the reason for that is that it's believed to be harmful to our bodies. But in reality, our body has got to have cholesterol. It makes it all the time. It makes both LDL, which is considered bad cholesterol, and then also HDL, which is considered good cholesterol, and then it even produces a third component of cholesterol. But we have to have that because what the cholesterol does, it's actually very important to not only the normal functioning of the body itself. I mean, it's part of the process of being able to build new cells for our bodies to be able to, our brain to be able to work properly. In fact, if we didn't have cholesterol and we reduced it to the point where it started to become a real factor, then we would find that the structure of the body would actually change because cholesterol is what gives that body the structure that it needs. Without it, frankly, we'd be blob-like, kind of like a worm. And so from that standpoint, we really need to have the cholesterol in the body. But the issue is, how the cholesterol due to inflammation becomes rigid and loses its flexibility. And then when that occurs, then what happens is then now the cholesterol becomes destructive to the arteries and the veins, and it can be a part of the dynamics of high blood pressure, and that's part of the dynamics of potential stroke or potential heart attack. Cholesterol is actually a steroid. Steroids belong to a very large family of group of chemical compounds that the body naturally produces. The most abundant cholesterol in the human body is a steroid. The cholesterol not only helps the cells, as I mentioned, but it also aids in digestion. In fact, the most cholesterol that we actually produce in the body itself, about 60 to 75%, is actually produced normally through the liver, and the body works very well with it and knows exactly how much to create. So again, we go back and now we're beginning to see that maybe cholesterol isn't so much the factor of what we eat, but it's more the factor of what we're actually creating the inflammation. And what that really comes down to is eating foods and drinking different types of substances that basically our body's allergic to. So if we started looking at high cholesterol from that allergy perspective and being very mindful of what our body can absorb, assimilate, and utilize versus what creates maybe that cough or that phlegm or creates candida or changes the pH of the body. If we look at cholesterol that way, then what we actually do is we can start to see that what we need to do is really look at our diet and then be able to go in and to just change the diet or to change the lifestyle, meaning reduce the stress. So again, very many times when people go to the doctor and they have their cholesterol checked and the doctor comes back and says, oh my gosh, OMG, we need to do something about this. This is much, much too high. And there is a standard measurement by which allopathic medicine works with. We have to reduce that. Well, it is true that we do need to manage the inflammation, but not necessarily throwing statins at the high cholesterol issue. Now, for all of you who have listened to my show and any new listeners, you know that I am not anti-medicine. I'm not anti-doctor. But I believe that if we're going to really be in control of our body and participate in our own healing, that we need to have the information and we need to understand what do statins do. The statins, what they're designed to do is absolutely what they're supposed to, but what it does is it creates so many different side effects, the first being the muscle weakness. Well, anybody that knows the heart knows that the heart is a muscle. So if you're going to take statins, then be well informed as far as what the side effects are and what to look for. Be very in tune with your body and again, know that if you're having muscle weakness and you've started statins or maybe you've been on them for a long time, then that's certainly the initiative to go in and have a conversation with your doctor and see what else is possible. Or what you do is you look at throwing things at it from a holistic perspective. And that means, again, diet, lifestyle, and dealing with the physical. But, you know, as a medical intuitive, I find that many of the hidden meanings behind all of the illnesses and the aches and pains we have in our body are really tied to the emotional aspect of who we are. And if we really go in and we look at the hidden meanings behind cholesterol itself from a psychological standpoint, which is exactly what I like to do as a medical intuitive, so again that I can come in and let people know exactly what's going on, then they can look at their life and take maybe that emotional component. So as a medical intuitive, what I find that there are two very strong emotions that are tied to the potential, and I said potential, of developing high cholesterol. And the first strongest emotion that we have is hostility. And we're conditioned to not be hostile or to show that hostility. So what we do is we bury it deeper inside and it just festers. It's just an irritant. And if you think of high cholesterol from the standpoint of it being more of a inflammation, then you can see that if you're irritated with yourself first and foremost or someone else and you have this hostility, then what's going to happen is it's going to increase a lot of the potential for inflammation in the body. Now, hostility is a real complex emotion because it really creates it. It's really a combination of other built-up emotions such as anger, resentment, frustration, and even rage. A lot of people have a lot of inner rage. They certainly wouldn't want to admit it, but deep down inside they do, and deep down inside they probably truthfully have every right to have those emotions. But those emotions, without finding expression, then can be a major contributor to high cholesterol. The other aspect that I find that's tied to high cholesterol is also comes in, and it's all about worry. Worry, worry, worry. We're conditioned for a worrying country. We're worrying individuals sometimes in certain personalities. They worry to the point they don't even know what they're worrying about. So as you're looking at the two major components around high cholesterol, and if you want to really start the healing process, and it does work, then start finding what emotions are buried deep inside that are causing you to be irritated with yourself, that's causing the inflammation that is the marker that actually can be a precursor for the high cholesterol issue that's going on in the body. So that's one of the things I try to do as a medical intuitive, is give you a holistic perspective of how to look at things. I am going to be talking more about high cholesterol in the next segment, and then also offering some ideas and some things that you can do that are really very simple. They don't take a lot of effort. I was doing my readings this last month have all been around the fact of, you know, is there any one thing I can do, Carol? I'm feeling so overwhelmed with everything. What is one thing I can do? And I was doing a reading the other day, and I said to the woman something as simply as, why don't you consider doing a Mediterranean diet? And she said, well, I don't know what that is. And I said, well, go and look at it, and then let's break it down. If you look at the Mediterranean diet because of what was going on in her body, then if the whole diet seems overwhelming, what can you do? Well, one of the most important things of the Mediterranean diet is to change to olive oil or grapeseed oil. And it's something as simple as that. Every little bit helps in helping us get to the place where we actually feel like and we believe so deeply within us that we can heal our body, and high cholesterol isn't any different. All right, I'd like to jump in right now and let's take some calls. Hi, Debbie from Utah. How are you, sweetie?
Hi. I was your
caller. Deep breath.
Week.
I can feel you. Woo. So let's take a deep breath together, darling.
Well, I made my energy field very big.
Well, it is, but below that surface is like, okay, so.
I'm so sorry, because last week I wanted your callers to know, I said, if I help, I'll regret it. Well, I ended up down some cement stairs because I tried to tell somebody to take responsibility for their decisions. If anybody is raging at you or screaming, you cannot reason with them. Even if there's somebody you love, you cannot reason with them.
Right.
And I stepped in front of a train again, and I so much wanted to tell your listeners last week, do not bother. Just get out.
And you know, sweetie, thank you so much. I mean, you know, there's always divineness in the timing, the way that we connect and the way that we share our stories and everything. And one of the things, if I can go in and add a little bit more to that, and you know, I have to say it with great love and compassion, thank you for throwing yourself in front of the train for a couple of reasons. One is that for you personally, Debbie, it's like you had to dot that last I, sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
And when you did that because of your personality and you got the response that you did, then it was like you could truly say to yourself, you know what? I really have tried. I really have done the things. It doesn't mean that I don't necessarily not love them. I just can't put myself in front of the train. I can't allow myself to be abused. And what that really is saying to you is, down deep, as your soul is saying to you, Debbie, you respect yourself, sweetie. You find enough value in who you are and enough inner respect that you're not going to allow these patterns of abuse to continue on to the point where it drains you of energy. So this is a huge stepping stone for you personally.
Yeah, I just got through talking to my mom and dad, and I said to my dad, now, it's not okay for me to come up here and beat up mom. Why is it okay that I get beat up?
Exactly. Exactly. And this is a lot of, for all of us, me included, this is a time for us to let go of those very, very deep things. We've worked hard throughout our life. We've tried a lot of techniques, a lot of different, ways that we could cope with things. But where the energy is now is that the energy of 2012, as I've been starting to already get information, is all about the flow of abundance. But abundance doesn't always mean the abundance of the wealth and the prosperity that we associate with abundance. It just means whatever we do, we're going to get a lot more of what we're doing. And if we're lacking self-respect, we're going to have in our face between now and the end of the year the opportunities for us to experience this lack of respect. And that's very, very important to your well-being personally, sweetie. And it's one of these things that you just had to dig deeper into that closet, which you did. And it was like, I'm done. And it wasn't I'm done from the standpoint of like, I hate you, I can't stand you, I don't want to ever want to see you again. Not that old fear-based energy. It's just resolve. It's just done. Now, the other thing is that where we're going in the energy of this, and again, thank you for sharing your story with us, in this particular process, in that closure, we really are, as I said, in the preparation for the 2012, which is the flow of abundance. But again, we have to be very mindful of what we're attracting. And one of the things is that we can go in, I teach in all my classes, there's literally every relationship that we have goes through three processes. One is we're attached to the relationship. That means that we're actively involved in trying. We really would like the outcome to be favorable to both people. It's a very loving, unconditional, kind of a harmonic concordance with the person and so forth. And we have a lot to learn from each other. So we're really actively engaged in the process. And then something happens and it hurts our feelings possibly, or there's some kind of abuse, whether it's verbal, mental, physical. Something happens and then we start detaching. And then something is then reiterated, supported. We detach more until we go into the second phase of relationships, which is, listen, I don't want anything to do with this person. But down deep inside, we're saying to ourselves, but I still want this person to love and respect me. While we don't want to have to be in that confrontational conflict situation, we still, in our desire, would like it to be a mutually satisfying and beneficial relationship. But we're at odds with ourselves because on one side, we've pulled back because we've been hurt, yet deep down in our memory banks, we're trying so hard to make it work, we're at odds with ourselves. Mm-hmm. The energy that we're in now in 2011 is saying, choose the parts of your life that you are suffering the most. And those are the parts of your life to take those baby steps every day to stop the process. The third step is non-attachment. Now, non-attachment is different than detachment. Non-attachment is, listen, you're my family. I'm not going to be able to avoid you the rest of my life. I mean, I may have siblings, I may have children, I may have something. So obviously, I'm not going to be able to avoid you. But you know what? I'm not going to accept the behavior. I'm not going to detach. I'm going to stay involved in the process. But you know what? This is your life. This is your soul work. I just no longer choose to be a part of that soul work. And non-attachment is we're engaged, but we step back and, sweetie, we let go of the outcome. If someone, I've learned this so much in my own personal life and in my work that I do with personality and as a medical intuitive, if we see something as a problem, honey, and the person that's involved doesn't see it as a problem, it's not going to change.
Well, that's what I was trying to tell family. They keep saying to forget about it and pretend it never happened. And I said, but she still disrespects me.
But the reality of it is, honey, I'm going to have to go in deep into your brain, into the hippocampus, which is the gateway of memory, and I'm going to have to do a lobotomy in that section.
Oh, right. Well, she blames me because I left her with an abusive father, which I didn't know he was going to do that. I thought she was choosing him because she was violent with me even at an early age. So I told her she had to go live with her father because she kept fighting with me, and so she still blames me for, I didn't know he was doing what he was doing.
But, you know, honey, you, the thing, again, I'll offer a different perspective. With you taking the courage, taking that step of courage to do that, she had the opportunity to not take those steps.
Yeah.
You can't, this is something that I hear when I was doing all my work and study of the mystery schools and stuff, and what they would tell the initiates the first day they came into the school is, you are responsible for holding the truth of the integrity of your light. You are responsible to speak your truth. You cannot be held accountable for what other people do with it. And what this says is that, honey, you gave her an opportunity. She chose not to follow that opportunity. You can't be held accountable for that, honey.
Well, I blamed myself for a long time, but that's what I was trying to tell her, is you made certain choices. You made choices to constantly disobey me, to disrespect me, to come at me. You made, something's wrong with her chemically, though. She used to...
It is, sweetie. You are absolutely right. She is chemically off balance.
Yeah. I don't know if it's bipolar or if it's...
It is.
All right.
And you have been living with that since a long, long time. Let's just say it that way. And you know what? If you were to go in, Debbie, and you were to connect with anyone who has a bipolar child or lives with a bipolar spouse or partner or family member, you're going to hear the exact same thing. Carol, I think I'm crazy. I don't know what to do. I try everything and nothing works. I blame myself because I somehow let that person down. Sweetie, with your daughter, it's a chemical reaction, and that chemical reaction, until it is treated, but see, she doesn't see it as the problem, but until it's treated, that's what it's going to be, honey. You can't make her do that.
I think they're trying to find medicine, but nothing's working, and she doesn't take responsibility for the fact that she makes up lies.
The bottom line of it is she doesn't see it as a problem.
Oh, all right.
I mean, I'm not trying to sweep anything.
Because she doesn't see it as a problem.
Absolutely. So the reality of it is that you may see it as a problem, but from her standpoint, it isn't a problem because it gets her what she needs to survive. I mean, we can't go in and say to that person, you're bad, you're wrong, because you're trying to survive. It's just that who she is and what she has given you in the gifts, the blame that you've experienced has helped you get where you are. I know that sounds crazy, but it's true.
I understand.
Because it got you closer to realizing that what's missing in your relationship is respect. And for you, that's everything.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And all those things that you've done and you've tried and all the putting yourself in front of the train and all the things, it's a mutual thing. You get closer to realizing that that's the issue.
I see.
She gets closer to the point of realizing potentially that there's something that needs to be done. But we can't make, Teddy Roosevelt said that, people do things for their reasons and not ours. We can't make people do anything.
Right.
That's a misnomer of our thinking.
It's just so hard with the grandchildren because if I tell the grandchildren to take responsibility and pick up their clothes, she tells me to basically F off.
Yeah.
Do you see?
Yes,
see,
but again, are you living under the same roof with those grandchildren?
Well, they've been over here an awful lot, and I told them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then what you do is you just let the grandchildren know that in order for everything to be, you're very creative, in order for everything to be nice and for us to be able to, you know, have all the different things, come up with something with it that's not a psychological ploy. Come up with them and say, you know, this is the way that Grandma likes to have her house and things, and what I'm asking you is I'm asking you to help me keep that house that way. While we're here, we're living together, we can have fun, and we don't have to work with the clutter, and to keep your room. And if they don't, then what you do is you give them one day a week, maybe in the morning or afternoon, and that's a room cleaning day.
Mm-hmm.
And then put that in their schedule, and then nothing else is planned that day.
Yeah.
until that's done. So again, it's a lot of give and take. That's very true. But from the standpoint is that with your daughter, if that's what she says, then there's something that says, you know, that word is disrespectful to me and that word is not used in my house anymore. And if she says, well, F you and all the rest of the things that she may do, then what you do is, sweetie, it's now time for you to come in and say, that's not acceptable in my house. It's not acceptable as many times as you need to. And then the door closes. We're done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I told her before that we can't talk late at night, but this last time I forgot. And she came in.
Yes.
She was late picking up the kids. She came in. She sat down. And all of a sudden I was tired and I just said, you made choices. And I wasn't sympathizing with her and that made her mad.
Absolutely. But the thing is, sweetie, is that's what gets her what she needs to survive. So if that's what she needs to survive, she's going to get you at times. And it's not premeditated. You know, we have this thing that people are trying to make us miserable. She's trying to survive. You either can play her game in her survival or you say, I'm not going to do that. It's really that simple for all of us. Now, I understand. I can say this to other people. I get to deal with it all the time within my family dynamics and everything else. And, you know, a lot of times I'll hear myself say, Carol, heed your own counsel. And it's like, okay, well, I'll do that later. Right now I'm in the throes of the moment. I can't hear anything. But you know what? Give yourself that time to say, you know what? I am in the heat of the moment. The emotions are just flowing. I'm crazy at this point in time. Not crazy so much as being psychologically crazy. I'm just in the throes of the emotionalism. Stop, take a deep breath and go, you know, mine or theirs. If it's theirs, don't hold it. If it's yours, what do you want to do with it? Simple, simple things. But in this particular case, boundaries, you've identified it. You want to eliminate it. And now, obviously, I have some fifth chakra things to work on myself in this story. Thank you, my love. From this particular, shall we cough together? So anyhow, for all of the listeners, they're out there going, oh, my gosh, I hope you're not just tuning in. So you've done great work. Congratulations. Gold stars. I'm pulling out my box of gold stars. Next to Debbie's name, I'm going to put a whole bunch of them there because this is a big breakthrough for you. Now, once you reach that, now you decide what you want to do the next time to
set my boundaries strong. We're not going to do this. It's late
yes,
at night.
Yes, and if you forget, you put a post-it on your mirror where you brush your teeth. You put a post-it on the cabinet above your toilet. You put it on your refrigerator because there will be times that you will just be in a place that it's going to happen again. And you know what? OMG, it just did. So let's go. Let it go.
Just need to avoid the late nights. She seems to
do. Please do, because we aren't psychologically set up or chemically set up to deal with the emotional charges late at night. It literally throws all of our chemistry off.
That's when she usually does it. That's when
well, of course, because that's when it works well for her.
I see.
So,
I see. Thank you.
Anyway,
so
well, listen,
bipolar,
Debbie.
So she does need to keep working on getting some medicine for that, or?
Absolutely, she does.
All right.
But it's not your place to make her do that.
I understand that. All right.
Very good. Well, thank you, my love.
What
a great, you know, what a wonderful way to start the show. I'm going to be right back, talk more about high cholesterol, offer some ideas on what we can do from a alternative standpoint to be able to manage it and ultimately eliminate any potential for high cholesterol. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Is your chance to be part of the show. Call 877-230-3062. Call in with your questions or thoughts and talk with the host and their guests. Again, that number is 877-230-3062.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month, she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
Welcome back. Today I'm discussing high cholesterol. If you're just joining me in the first segment, I talked about how important cholesterol is to the body because otherwise we'd be blob and worm-like, and then some information about it, taking calls. I always love taking calls. I'm going to do the same thing on this segment of the show. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about what can we do to be able to manage and eliminate high cholesterol instead of just looking at what it is and taking medication. Again, sometimes we need to, but if we're going to do that, let's try something along with it, or let's look for other things to be able to do. This is actually a topic that was suggested by a listener from Minnesota. If you do have a suggestion for me about the show, what I encourage you to do is to go to my website, www.reitberger.com. And then what you'll be able to do is just go on suggestion, let me know what your topic is, and then I'll try to fit it into the show segment, so I'll be able to offer you some insight on looking at the hidden meanings behind the different illnesses and aches and pains that I work with. Also would like to let you know that I do have on my website, www.reitberger.com, I do have under teleclasses the tab. I actually did a one-hour audio teleclass a teleclass, and I have an audio download on high cholesterol, as well as having a printable PDF on high cholesterol. And one of the things that I do as a medical intuitive is I give you a holistic perspective. I look at not only the general description, I look at it from a psychological standpoint. What does it look like in the energy field? For anyone that does any kind of energy balancing work, whether it's Reiki or chakra balancing, where the origin site of high cholesterol issues are, how it maps in the physical body, the organs and glands that are associated with high cholesterol, and then also the role that your personality plays in increasing the susceptibility for developing high cholesterol. For example, there are two personalities that tend to have the highest predisposition. The one is the red personality and the other is the yellow personality. Now, if you don't know your color, then again, you'll want to go to my website, www.reitberger.com. Click on the personality tab. There's a little mini assessment there and you can go, voila, discover your personality color, red, orange, yellow, green, and a brief description if you'd like to learn more. Then what you can also do is all of my books on personality, what colors your personality, your health, love, what's personality got to do with it, and managing people, what's personality got to do with it. All of those books have a full personality assessment in the book, detailed descriptions, and then how do you apply that information to getting along with people, expressing love, defining love, and then also managing people, and then information just about the role of your personality with your health itself. So when we look at cholesterol, we have to look at the two emotions of hostility and worry. Those are the two primary emotions behind high cholesterol. We have to also listen to ourselves and what we're saying. A lot of people will say, you know, life is hard. Everything is hard. I'm just tired of it all being hard. The word hard is associated with high cholesterol. It's that calcification plaque buildup in the arteries itself. That is actually cholesterol in that process. So again, just listen to what you say and your body is going to be telling you exactly what you're looking for. Again, statins can be of great value to people who are really elevated in their cholesterol, but here's some alternative natural remedies that you can do. Oyster mushrooms are a very, very effective way to deal with high cholesterol because they actually contain a significant amount of the same statin compound that's used in the drug statins. Cinnamon also works well as a statin drug because it actually has a tremendous impact on triglyceride level. We're seeing a lot more conversation and a lot more products that are including cinnamon. Cinnamon, a little bit of cinnamon every day goes a long way. I'm working with the triglyceride levels itself. Grains are very helpful. Now, you have to be sensitive to the fact that you have to know whether you have a grain or a gluten intolerance, or if you have celiac disease, you'll want to stay away from this. But grains such as wheat germ and bran are very, very good. Quinoa is very good. All of those are very high in fiber. Nuts and seeds also contain cholesterol-lowering compounds. One of the most effective seeds for managing cholesterol is the good old walnut. And again, you don't want to eat a lot of the walnut, mainly because it's got a lot of calories in it, but the bottom line of it is about a quarter of a cup of walnuts on a daily basis, or something such as sunflower seeds or sesame seeds or pecans, as they call it in the South. Almonds are absolutely a phenomenal all-around nut and everything. So what you can do is you can actually eat that little small amount on a daily basis, and it is known for lowering the cholesterol, the LDL cholesterol, and then also working effectively on the triglycerides. Cayenne pepper and garlic are also very helpful. Apple cider vinegar. What we want to do with apple cider vinegar is it has to be natural, not necessarily what you buy at the grocery store, unless you go to the health food part of the grocery store itself. Because what apple cider vinegar does is it enhances the friendly bacteria that usually reduces the cholesterol levels itself. But what it really does is it works with the levels of inflammation. While vinegar, we think of it being acidic, apple cider vinegar, the natural kind, actually metabolizes as alkaline. The alkaline starts balancing the acid-alkaline balance in a way that if we're too acidic, we have a higher predisposition for chronic inflammation. The more alkaline or the more balanced we can be, then the less predisposition we have for any autoimmune disorders and for high cholesterol itself. B complex is also very, very good for dealing with cholesterol. Part of the reason for that is B complex is a liver-friendly vitamin, and we need it not only for the cells themselves as far as keeping them healthy, but working with the cell membranes, working with the cells themselves and the reproduction, and then the healthiness of it. B complex is very, very important for the muscles, the well-being of the brain. The brain, by the way, about 70% of the brain is actually cholesterol. I don't know if a lot of you knew that. Some said 70%, some said 75, some said 85% of the brain is actually cholesterol, and B complex is very, very helpful for that. As well as keeping the cholesterol levels in balance the way they need, so we have a healthy balance of cholesterol and not this unhealthy balance itself. CoQ10 also is very, very good for the that stops the oxidation of LDL cholesterol. LDL cholesterol, the liver makes it, the body needs it, but what occurs with inflammation is that the LDL starts to oxidize, the oxidized creates more inflammation, the LDL then with more inflammation can become a potential for a cholesterol issue. Also, there's alfalfa, turmeric or turmeric, Asian ginseng, all of those are just some simple things. But again, my printable PDF and the teleclass audio download that's available for purchase on my website have a lot more information on the things that you can do. And again, as I said in the first segment, all you need to do is just start. Start somewhere that you believe you can stick with. This is about staying with something. Now, that doesn't mean that we have to go in and start statin and stay with it the rest of the life. That's a misnomer of what is out there. I'm probably going to get all kinds of emails from doctors because once they put you on it, they will tell you you're on it for the rest of your life. But I have so often found people that have learned stress management, being able to do quietness with their mind, qigong, tai chi, yoga is a very cholesterol healthy type of an exercise program. It's so mental, emotional, and physical at the same time. I have found that people that exercise on a regular basis and something that is just a brisk walk on a daily basis or three times a week, all of those things are very, very helpful in being able to reduce cholesterol to the point that in reality is that even if you have it now, you can change it, you can reverse it, and you can eliminate it. Now, I have to be cautious because there is a genetic predisposition to cholesterol issues. If you fall in that category of having that genetic predisposition, such as having low thyroid, because low thyroid is also a component of why we get high cholesterol readings. If you have that, then what I would suggest you do is work with an alternative practitioner or work with an allopathic doctor, or better yet, an integrative doctor that brings both of those two different perspectives into the treatment process, and then you'll be able to look at it differently. But if there isn't that genetic predisposition, there's a lot of things that you can do that really can help eliminate the problem altogether. Hi, let's jump in. I'm going to try to get at least one more call in. Hi, Carol from Wisconsin. Thanks for calling me, sweetie.
Hi. It's really
Hi.
Fun to talk to you.
Thank you. You too. What a wonderful, cheerful voice you have.
You've been talking last week and this week a lot about the next step that we're all kind of getting ready for, and you're talking
yes.
about letting go. I have a lot of pain in my hands, and I do creative work, so that gets in my way.
Right.
And I feel like there's a connection that I'm missing. It seems obvious, but I need somehow to clarify that for myself. Courage to figure out what's under there.
Yeah, you know, being a medical intuitive, I can see my own aura. And I need to tell you, honey, I'm in the same place when I reach those places like you. It's like, so what do I do? Where do I go? Well, I pick up the phone and call someone. So let's go in with that. What's going on with your hands with the pain itself actually is part of an immune system issue that you're working with, sweetie. So what you'll want to do is go in and look at immune system expressions. One of the things is that you'd like to look at arthritis. And I'm not going to go in because I'm not trying to avoid anything. I can't truly tell you whether we're looking what kind of arthritis. But one of the things that I find is the inflammation is settling in the hands, and it's actually, I can pick it up in the right elbow as well. So we're getting a lot of, I think it comes from the repetitive movement, but one of the things that we want to do is we want to go in and we want to quell that inflammation. And you can do that if it does ring true that it has to do with the immune system itself, then you can go in and look at the things that you can do that can stop the immune system from overreacting, becoming hypersensitive, and then actually going in and causing it to basically impact or attack that area. So there's that component. Again, it feels like it has an arthritic component, but I really honestly can't get a clear read if we're dealing with just a repetitive movement such as an osteoarthritis or anything else. I really can't, sweetie. I'd be very honest if I could with that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, because I can also pick it up in the elbow itself, and I can track that nerve that goes into the hands itself that gives you the activity that you're looking for in the hands, I can track that up to cervical vertebrae 5 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
And those vertebrae are right below the shoulder itself. You've got an old injury there, and I can pick up arthritis there, sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, look at things that you can do to be able to quell the inflammation. Something that's used is curcumin or turmeric. It does take a little bit of time to be able to get really into the system, but there's actual scientific studies that show that people who have chronic pain around repetitive motions or have any predisposition to arthritis, that being on turmeric or curcumin for 3 months actually reduces the inflammation as much as 60%. So there's mm-hmm. something there that you can look at.
Mm-hmm.
The other part of it is that when you go in, this creative part of who you are, the next step is to take all that you do and go through and almost set it, the way the metaphor that your soul's saying to me is set it up in front of you. So you've got one creative thing that you're very good at, another one, you feel like you have multiple talents in that creative arena. They seem to carry over, but it feels really important right now that you focus on one that you truly love to do, meaning that you want to do it. And that doesn't mean that that's all there's going to be, but it's almost like I want to rein you back in and find some of that joy around the creative stuff that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
The right hand in particular, you might want to try some castor oil pack specifically in your ring finger and your middle finger and your right hand. Those two particular areas is where I find this energy buildup. What you're doing is you're trying to bring your creative work into a different expression. I think that's why your soul wanted me to go back and just say to you, you know, let's go back to what do you really love? What do you really love of all your creative endeavors, sweetie?
Putting different things together. I do sewing, mm-hmm. but sort of like multimedia kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
It's hard for me to focus on that, and I know that's what I need to do. Pulling odd things together to make something new.
Yes, so let's shift the energy that it's difficult for you to focus.
Okay.
Let's change that kind of perception. Maybe it's difficult for you to focus because you're trying to repeat it the way that you've done it before.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the lack of focus is so you can see things differently. Do you have a desire to create a clothing line?
I've really looked at that. I've done a couple of local fashion shows and things like that.
Is that something that you would like to do?
I think so.
I do too, but I'm going to go even deeper with it. Are you looking, is there a specific style of clothes you're looking for? Is it a jacket or a long overcoat or something?
Some people know me for doing jackets, and coats go into that too. I add different details that make it interesting. That's probably what I'm most interested in. There again, it's really labor intensive, and then I worry about how much time I have left in my hands to work on those things.
So what if you were to, we're just going to use this because it came up. What if you were to look at a jacket and find a style that you liked and go in and create a basics about it. Excuse me, I have to go this because I have to do this for your mind. I know this, you know that you can go well beyond this. But it's like, okay, so let's hypothetically take a jacket. Let's draw what that basic jacket would look like. Then what it is what do you want that jacket to say? What story do you want that jacket mm-hmm. to tell when somebody buys that jacket?
Mm-hmm.
Does it show that they're a frilly girl, or does it show that they have a Western slant, whatever it may be? But
right.
Look at your jackets from a story standpoint.
If you look at it from a story,
what'd you say, sweetie?
That speaks loudly to me, the story.
Yes.
Aspect.
So if you see a jacket as telling a story, and you want that story to be reproduced, then what you do, sweetie, is you create what that jacket would look like. You put a laundry list of the type of materials that you need in order for that jacket to be put together. You can actually create the components, cut it out, do whatever you want in the sizes. The story behind the jacket, in fact, that's something that you ought to probably put on your tags, is the story behind this jacket. And then what you do is then you put the colors, and then what you do is you can go in and you can start hiring people per piece. On what they do, you can give them a picture, but what you can do is you get out of the process of having to make every single one yourself, because there's a component. It isn't so much the money associated with it. It's getting the stories out there, isn't it, sweetie?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So just maybe being, you know, kind of lacking focus, let's step back and look at it differently. Let's look at what do you really want this product to say, to do? And then when you do that, create the first one because you love it.
Mm-hmm.
Use that as your sample. And then if it's something that you want to find, that you want to reproduce so you can establish your name and your brand and so forth, then what you'll want to do is then you will want to find other women that are home that would love to be able to make some money, that love to sew and can go from there. Now, I speak from experience, and I'm going to end very quickly. I actually created a clothing line way, way back when that was called Calico Classics. It was actually a Jessica McClintock became a knockoff for what I had created.
Wow.
And I had women that sewed that all the time for us, me, sweetie, and I got to do the most fun thing. I got to create the story behind it, the look behind it, what I wanted it to be, and then I got to move on and do something more creative. You might just take that and look at it differently, sweetie. By the way, for all the listeners, I'm no longer into that. I do this as a medical intuitive. Okay, my love, next step is step back, look at it differently, and then that's going to give you the next step and the answer. Well, thank you so much, all of you, for joining me today. If you'd like to listen to this show again, you can go to my archives at www.ritberger.com. I will see you again next week on the radio on www.contacttalkradio on Wednesday a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Have a wonderful week. I'll see you next week on the radio.
You've been listening to the Carol Ritberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.ritberger.com. That's www.ritberger.com. See you soon.